USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States has killed Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri in a drone strike over the weekend. The CIA leading the operation and saying it took place in Kabul and there were no civilian casualties. Inflation, along with concerns about the government and bad leadership, are top of mind for Americans right now. That's according to a new Gallup poll. Those issues are at the top of a survey, with 17% of respondents being concerned about each topic. The economy in general is up next at 12% as Americans battle sky-high prices. Concerns about abortion come in at 8%. Following the United States' Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Voters in five states head to the polls on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
Rescue crews are continuing to search for survivors in Kentucky after days of flash flooding. At least 35 people are dead, including four children. Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear says he's grateful for everyone helping.
Fish and Wildlife, got a chance to thank them for all those rescues, and they're the ones finding most of the bodies, so make sure they're taking care of themselves.
The governor saying the area still recovering from the first round of heavy rain is now under the gun for another round of severe weather Monday. Russia is finally allowing grain to leave Ukraine. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
A ship carrying grain left the Ukrainian port of Odessa for foreign markets on Monday under a safe passage agreement. It's the first export of grain since the Russia invasion blocked shipping through the Black Sea 5 months ago. The deal was brokered by Turkey and key members of the United Nations.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has confirmed over 5,000 cases of monkeypox in the United States. In front of the Hartford Hospital in Connecticut, Senator Richard Blumenthal urges the federal government to produce vaccines for the disease through the Defense Production Act.
The federal government has the raw materials for 11 million doses. It should put those raw materials to work right away through the Defense Production Act and make sure this vaccine is available.
There are currently two types of FDA-approved vaccines used to prevent monkeypox, according to the CDC. Members of Congress, like Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn, continue to sound the alarm over Chinese-owned social media platform TikTok.
It is both a national security threat and a surveillance threat to millions of Americans. And think about what the Communist Chinese Party, who has a board seat with ByteDance, what they're doing with this information.
New Jersey State Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin is scheduling hearings regarding the ticket industry's selling practices following very expensive Bruce Springsteen tickets on Ticketmaster. Tickets selling on the site for thousands of dollars per ticket. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.